You're listening to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome back to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. On past episodes, we've mentioned platforms that match influencers with brands, and today, Carrie and I are going to talk with Wisely about how she has gotten started with working with brands and or destinations.
So influencers and brands both want to find the best way to be able to match for a project. So if an influencer is especially suited for them, how do they find them? For a brand that an influencer wants to work with, where do they find those? How do you get started? And today, we're so excited to talk with Wisely because I've been following her for some time, and she does a lot of these brand deals. I've noticed that she has a lot of different people that she works with, and so we're excited to talk with her. Wisely, would you first like to tell us a little bit about yourself and the name of your Instagram so that our followers can follow along?
Yeah, thanks so much, Carrie and Malia, for having me today on the podcast. I'm so excited. A little bit more about me. So my Instagram handle is Brazilian.babe, and I have been doing Instagram for over 6 years now. It's crazy. It's so different than when I first had started 6 years ago. I'm originally from Brazil, so I have a lot of Brazilian followers, but I also live in the United States. So I have a mix of those both in my audience. I am married and I've been married for 5 years. I have a little girl, a daughter. She's so cute. And it's just been so fun to keep doing what I've been doing for the past 6 years with my daughter and my husband. So that has been something that I really love it. We've got to travel around the world and that has been really fun. And I just have a passion for what I do. I love creating content for brands and forming partnerships and relationships that are long lasting. And so I'm so excited to be here and respond questions and let's dive in.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love your Instagram feed too. It's so pretty and very aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you.
It is. She has a really good gift for that.
Yeah.
Wisely, before we start, we do something kind of fun is we share a trend or something that we've seen on social media that has influenced us recently. So I'll go first. And if you don't mind, we'll all share something and then we'll hop in. For me, I was scrolling the other day and I came across an account who paid for their entire travel through credit card points. And my husband's always laughed and said, we can't do that unless you can pay it off every month. So, but I have been tempted because of the great offer. I think I'm going to try that route and I'll let you know if I'm able to pay it off every month. Malia, do you want to share your trend?
Sure. And the last one that we did that I talked about the recipe, I did make that and it was absolutely delicious. So just a little heads up there. And today's is not about food, surprisingly. All of mine have been about food so far. but I have been looking for like a great beach bag, pool bag. And so, of course, you know, when you search for things, ads and things start popping up. And so I found this really cool bag from Rare Form and it's made out of recycled billboards. And so I ordered it and they're one of a kind because you never know which part of the billboard they're going to use. And I got it in the other day and it's big, it's well made, and I cannot wait to use it. Wisely, would you like to share how you've been influenced by social media this week?
Yeah, I'd love to. So this week, I have been influenced by just thinking of ways that I can continue to grow my brand and what I do. And I have noticed a lot of trends with reels, that a lot of content creators are focusing on reels versus photos. And so that's something that I was thinking a lot about it yesterday. And I really like my account, so I don't really want to change my account to like a Reels account. So I decided to create a different account where it's going to be a family account. So it's called Familia Homan, which is my last name, and Familia in Portuguese is family. So it's going to be Familia Homan. And we're going to just be doing Reels. And I know they're performing really well for a lot of people. And so I'm just going to try that and see how it works and see if we can get some great following there, but I think it'll be fun. And I'm not super familiar with the whole Reels world. I haven't done much of them or TikTok. So I'm going to get started and I'll let you guys know how it goes. But that's something that I really want to work on because it's a trend thing. I mean, I'm scrolling down through Instagram and all I see is reels. And so I know Instagram is really pushing that. And so it's a great opportunity to grow. If anyone wants to grow on Instagram, do reels. That will get you started.
So Wisley, I have something I want to tell you about this is I've been experimenting with lots of reels. And today I have my highest performing reel at almost 600,000 views.
Yay.
And it's actually working. So good luck. I mean, I'm going to keep doing it too. But anyhow, I'm hoping mine hits a million, but we'll see.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That is great. I know I've been trying to do more reels for our work account and some of the other accounts that I manage for my side business. And even personally, I've been trying to do those. And it's kind of intimidating at first, but once you get in, it's actually kind of fun of, you know, piecing it all together and finding the right audio. So yeah.
Malia, I'm seeing that too as a travel influencer, that destinations are using a lot more reels and it's attracting a lot of people. It's getting them interested in the destination. So I think you guys are on the right track.
Yeah, thanks. Well, okay, let's jump into what we came here to talk about.
So Wisley, we're wondering if you'll share with us kind of how you got started in getting matched up with brands or destinations.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got started a few years ago. I was living in Provo and my sister and I, we always love to watch American Next Top Model. It's kind of funny. But we always love the fashion world, the taking photos world. And when I got back from serving a mission for my church, she had bought a really nice camera. And so we would just dress up, get ready and walk around and take photos. That's how we got started. And so we always loved to take photos and post it out there. And I remember she was the first one that taught me what presets were, which is a filter to make your photo look more professional and nice. And so she taught me about presets and we started like taking all these photos, posting them online. And we got a few messages from different brands that I never even knew or heard about, just asking us if we would take photos of these earrings, like just random little small things. And that's how we got started a really long time ago. And it was really exciting at first because we were getting all these free things and it was just super fun. And then we started realizing, okay, it's a lot of work. And so we started charging. And so it became like this thing that we were learning as we were going. And with destinations, I never had money to travel. I grew up in Brazil, so money was very limited in my family. And when I got married, I started looking up deals online for travels and different things. And I started booking all these travels. So I would buy the flight, and then I would try to partner with a hotel. And it became like kind of addicting. I love it. Just working with the hotels and then just figuring out how to work with them and create content for hotels. And it's just been so awesome. And I love it.
That is so cool. So have you used any platforms to get matched up with brands or destinations?
Yeah. So I have used different platforms. A few of my favorites are Four. So FOHR, Maverick, Coley, Aspire IQ. Those are a few different ones that I've used in the past and I still use it. So Four and Maverick are platforms that they will email you when they think you're a good fit for a certain brand. So that can be for any products or any type of collaborations that they want. So you just have to create a profile and then they'll email you and you have to act fast. So I get emails from Four. So I just closed a partnership with Four for a different brand. So Kohl's and a different brand. And so, but that I got their email for me to apply for that certain campaign. And so I applied and I got accepted. So sometimes you're accepted, sometimes you're not, but you do have to apply it. And then with Coley and Aspire, you have to jump in online, create an account, and then just jump in every so often, I guess. You have to jump in a lot and just try to get the brands and apply for the different partnerships. So one, reach out to you when they think you're a good fit. And then there's other platforms that you're the one that you jump on it. And I don't know if that makes sense. Maybe I can explain that in a different way.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
So I have another question for you. On these platforms, do you have to meet minimum numbers or in order to apply or in order to be able to be part of their platform?
Yeah, so I know Aspire has a minimum amount of even
500,000. No.
So I think it's 10,000 for 10,000. Aspire. And you also have to have a certain amount of likes or engagement rate. I'm not sure what that is. I think it might be like 500 likes on your photos, but I'm not completely sure.
I think
sure.
It is 500 likes on the photo.
So I think Coley, I'm not sure that you need any requirements. You might need some, but it's very low. And for Maverick and 4, I don't think so. As far as I know, I don't think you need for 4 or Maverick, but they're great. You can't apply for the campaigns. You just have to wait. So it's a little bit more passive, but most of my really good partnerships that I've gotten paid really good money has been from Maverick or 4.
So Wisley, are there any tips you can share with our listeners about how to get started if they're interested in kind of pivoting and using platforms instead of reaching out to brands on their own and doing all of that type of pitching?
Yeah, so with the platforms, if you can get into them, it's very nice because then you have access to all these different brands that will most likely respond to you. So with email, it's kind of like you have to have the right email, and sometimes emails get lost in their inbox. So with those platforms, it's a lot easier for you to get a hold of the brand and be able to negotiate. You might not have a lot of room for negotiation, but at least you get to talk to these other brands that normally you wouldn't have their email, or it would take a few months for you to talk to the right person. So I think the platforms just can shorten the amount of time that you have to wait to get a partnership. So I think it's great. You just have to meet their quota, and also just focus on creating really great content and having a good engagement rate so that when you're on those platforms, you can stand out. Because what happens with those platforms, you have multiple content creators applying for the same job or the same collaborations as you are. And so you need to have a good portfolio to show it to them so that they can pick you. So sometimes you're a good fit, sometimes you're not. And you just got to be able to also handle the rejection. Sometimes it's not going to work out, and that's okay. But at least with those platforms, it takes really not a lot of time for me to apply for 10 to 20 different campaigns. So it really facilitates your communication with the brand and getting those partnerships a lot faster than just emailing a brand.
And I've also noticed when I've worked with different platforms that they, just for our listeners, typically when you get accepted into a campaign, then you'll have so many deliverables that are due and you'll have a due date that you need to post them by. I find that when I meet those due dates and when I'm even maybe a little bit early, the brands tend to maybe repeat and work with me again. Or, you know, I've had one where I got sick and I couldn't quite meet the deadline, and I communicated with them and everything, but still, I found that my relationship with them wasn't as good. Have you found the same thing, that as long as you meet all of those deadlines and stuff, that you almost have a higher standing or a higher, I don't know if they rate you, I guess some of the platforms might rate influencers.
Yeah, so in some of the platforms, you can get badges according to your content. So sometimes the brand will reach out to you and review you and give you badges and things like that, which it helps you to have a better rate. So other brands will want to work with you. So that's nice. But also with email, I find that sometimes you're working with so many different brands and you're getting so many different emails that you get lost. And so with those platforms, like you said, they have the deliverables, the dates, everything written there. And so it's not as easy for you to miss a deadline or for you to simply forget. There has been collaborations that I could not remember where I had gotten that item from, and I couldn't find an email. I couldn't trace it back. So at least with the platform, it's very easy for you to look for the brand or look for this product that you have in your home, because sometimes you get a lot of different packages or just different things that you don't remember, or even having an email with everything that you got to do. I mean, I sign contracts a lot. So you have all these contracts that you're signing it, but then I don't remember where they're at, or, you know, it's just sometimes complicated. So with the platforms, it really helps when you're doing all these different campaigns at the same time that it's just more organized. So I like that a lot.
Okay, cool. That does sound good to have everything organized because I love for things to be organized and all in one place. So how do you find the platforms to work with?
That's a great question. So with a few of them, I have just found them through Google. So just by researching it online, there's a lot of videos on YouTube that you can find, a lot of podcasts. Like there's just so much information out there that you just got to be willing to search for it. Another thing that I do is when other content creators will post hashtags, I will look into those hashtags because sometimes it's requirement to post a hashtag of the brand or of the platform that you're using. For an example, Octoly was a platform that I used to use before just to get free items. And you had to tag Octoly and the hashtag Octoly. So that's just a way that if you see something, don't be afraid to click on it and see where it takes you when you're on Instagram, because it might just be a different platform. I've also found, so Maverick, I actually found through just asking a brand. I just reached out to a brand and I asked if they had an email that I could send a proposal to. And they got back to me and said, we don't have an email, but we do work with Maverick. Here's the link. And they sent me the link that I could sign up for. And so that was really cool because I didn't have anyone tell me about Maverick. I just found through a brand that I wanted to work with. So it was just not being afraid to ask other people about it. Some people can be very secretive. So sometimes just doing your own research can be nice because then you can find other brands to work with or other platforms. I've also gotten some emails of platforms that are getting started. And I'm always hesitant to click on email links because some of them can be just not what they say it is. Yeah. So I'm very careful. So sometimes if I get an email with a new platform that they're getting started or whatever, I'll just get their name and go on Instagram and try to find them to verify that they're actually true. So Curiosity is one that I haven't really worked with them, but they're a platform that connects you with hotels so that you stay with different hotels for a cheaper rate. And they're ones that I got the email, and so I had to do a little research to see if they were legit, and I ended up applying. And so it shows me a couple of hotels that I can stay in different cities for a discounted rate. So it's pretty cool, but I would just say just get out there, ask people. Don't be afraid. Like they'll say no sometimes, but that's okay. And you can research on Google, YouTube. There's so much information out there that you can find it on your own as well. And ask brands, are you working with any different platforms that I might not be aware of? And they'll also tell you.
Okay. So I recently have also been invited to some new platforms that are just starting. And I will click on the name on Instagram and I'll go on and I'll find maybe an influencer who has already produced content for them. And oftentimes I'll reach out and message them and just see if they're willing to tell me if it went smoothly, if they received payment for their work. And that's another way that I try to vet them because there's so many. I got one from a company, Let's Talk, and a food company, Trekko. So there's a whole bunch out there. And I love your advice of checking hashtags for people that are already working as influencers for different products, because that's a great way to find those.
Yeah. And on a past episode, we talked about when we talked about monetizing social media, we mentioned that TikTok and Facebook have platforms where you can be matched up, you know, influencers and brands and or destinations. Have you ever used either one of those platforms?
Yeah. So for TikTok, I don't have a big following on TikTok. I need to work on that. But I have gotten partnerships where if I posted on TikTok, I would get paid, but not by TikTok itself. With Facebook, I am almost at the point that I can monetize for the videos and for Facebook Reels. I think you need at least 10,000 followers on a page. So I'm at 9,460 and I'm almost there. You also needed a certain amount of hours watched for the last few months. And so I'm almost there. I'm not completely there. So I haven't monetized on Facebook, but my sister has a good following on one of her Facebook pages and she's been monetizing there and on Facebook Reels. So I know the money on Facebook is also really big. If anyone wants to focus on creating a page and having people follow, there's a lot of money on Facebook that we might not be aware. And I've heard Facebook pays better than YouTube. So that's something I'm working on.
Okay. So what are some of your favorite projects the two of you have worked on, if you don't mind sharing? Carrie, do you want to go first and then Wisely can respond?
Sure. Some of my favorite projects that we've worked on have been with tourism boards where our family's brought to Southern Utah, for instance, and we are put up in hotels, we're given a fun itinerary, and we get to try all sorts of new hikes and experiences such as canyoneering, and then we create content in return and we get paid too. So it's kind of a free trip, plus we get that money for all of the work that goes into creating that. And those are my favorite things because I get to take my family and we get to spend family time together while I'm working. And that's what I would say my favorite has been.
Yeah, that's cool.
What about you, Wisely?
There's a lot of different brands that I worked with that I love for different reasons, but I just really love maintaining a relationship with the brand. And so I get paid, I post about a project and I get to work with them again. That kind of means a lot to me. And so I can think of NARS right now that I've worked in the past. So NARS, the makeup brand. So I love makeup. I love makeup. Any makeup, I love it. So they sent me a huge box of just a lot of their products, their palettes, everything you can think of was in this huge box from NARS. And I created content for them. They paid me really well. And just like a few months later, I received another box from them just as a thank you. It was just kind of, you know, I didn't have to post about it. It wasn't a PR package. It was just, you know, something that they gifted to me. And I loved it. And I'm talking about like a lot of money worth in makeup. And just, I loved it because all the eyeshadows had glitter and I love glitter. So it was just like so fun because it made me feel really special. Just getting those packages every now and then is just kind of like, oh, they're thinking about me. And it makes me want to work with brands like that, that actually want to, that value my work and also want to maintain a relationship. So that's something that I really, really like. And I've had a lot of experiences like Carrie was talking about working with different tourism boards, just having them pay for your entire trip. And it's just so nice because then they give you VIP treatment and there's nothing better than just walking into a hotel and being welcomed in, you know, I just love that kind of stuff. Having being treated way good. I love that. So that's something that I've also had experienced with, but especially in a hotel in Mexico I stayed at, it was a resort, and they gave us, I ended up booking a stay with them. And I reached out to them to see if they could upgrade our stay, our hotel room. And they ended up upgrading us to this really nice part of the resort. And we had these like private cabanas, like all these different things. And so it was really nice because sometimes we're actually going back to the same resort and I paid to stay there this time again. But it makes me want to work with brands that want to work with me that also value what I do. And so I think it's working with brands that we can develop a long-term relationship and we can both benefit each other.
So I have a quick question going back to the makeup and that you love that. I think maybe you and I should get together and do one of those reels where you show me before, because I never wear makeup. I've never worn makeup and I've wanted to. So maybe you should show me before and then here's Carrie after and nobody will recognize me.
We should do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
I love it. I want to see this too. So that would be great. Well, this leads me into my next question, which you kind of answered some of these, but what are some other things that you would recommend to destinations and brands that would help them on the platforms to work with influencers?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I've thought about that for a while. I think I would say quality over quantity is very important because you don't want 20 different low quality images. I think you would rather have a couple really nice shots. You want variety, but you also want quality. And so I would say pick quality over quantity. Ask for their portfolio, what they've created for other brands before. If they stayed in a resort, ask them for those pictures. I created a hashtag called Wisely Travels that I have it in my bio, in my caption of Instagram. And when I emailed some brands, I'll tell them that if they want to see more of my work, like an online portfolio, they can look up the hashtag Wisely Travels and it will take them to some of my travel content. I'm not the best at updating, you know, my content and keep using this tag, but I've done that in the past and it's been really helpful because then the brands, if they're interested in working with you, they can go on this hashtag, your hashtag, and look up your other content. So that has something that has really helped me, but really focusing on quality over quantity and also making sure that the requirements are not really intense. I've gotten emails from brands that their requirements is outrageous, and sometimes they don't even want to pay you, or they pay you really low. And I'm like, do you understand the amount of work and expenses that I have behind the scenes? Because if you don't create content, you don't realize how hard it is to make sure that everything is good and you know, suitable for a photo. So with a lot of my travel content that I create, I always tell the hotels, I don't partner with anyone for less than 2 days. Because one day I create content, and usually I create content in the morning and then at night. And for me, I also need a day to enjoy the hotel or enjoy, you know, where I'm staying. Mm-hmm. So I always tell the hotel that I also have my requirements. And so I think for the hotels, it's just making sure that those requirements are not outrageous, that they can talk to other influencers and figure it out what's a good requirement to have and work with those. I mean, I've gotten emails before of hotels asking me for like 20 photos for one night. And I'm like, no way. I mean, do you understand? Like 20 photos is a lot. And I try to give variety, but I also want to give quality. So I take photos in the morning or at night, right? Sunrise or sunset. So I only have a really short window that I can create content for the hotels. And so that's why sometimes, because they don't know of the work that goes behind the scenes, they don't know how to really appreciate and give the content creator value. I've also gotten like places to stay that I'm like, I can't even take a photo in this place, it's too dark. So it's just making sure that also what you're giving to the person who's staying at your hotel or at your destination, that's something that you want to advertise. It's just not something that you have available, but also something that you want people to take photos and you want them to share that about your hotel or about, you know, this city that you want them to visit. So I think it's just making sure that's also suitable for the influencer, because a lot of the times I have all these expenses with my gear, with, you know, my presets, with my computer, with everything that I use. And on top of that, I have a daughter now. So all my content is created with my family. So I have a baby who needs it. There's so much that goes behind the scenes that sometimes a lot of brands don't realize. So that's why, I mean, do surveys, try to figure out what works best for the content creators, and then treat them like respectfully and kind so that they want to stay at your hotel, even if they're paying in the future.
Okay. Those are some great tips. Thank you.
And Wisley, you actually brought up a point we're going to be discussing on our next podcast. We're going to be debunking some myths, and one of those is going to be about content creators and all of the many hats that they have. So Wisley, it's been great having you on, and that wraps up this episode about how to find brands or destinations to work with. And we hope that this episode has helped all of our listeners figure out how to find the perfect brand to work with or the perfect influencer to work with. Wisley, would you mind taking a minute and sharing with our listeners again where you can be found if they want to follow along?
Yeah, my Instagram handle is Brazilian.babe. So that's where you can find me on my social media's Instagram platforms.
Thank you.
We want to continue the conversation about this hot topic and all things influencer creator marketing. To keep the discussion going and stay up to date on the latest content, follow Influencer Marketing for Destinations Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. We would love to hear your thoughts and answer any questions. For transcripts with links, check out our website at www.thedmpn.com.
This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Haynes and Carrie Ward, and produced by Relic.